Welcome to the Council of Moms. We're really excited that you're here. We're going to just get right into listener questions that we've had over the season. And I have a really great, very interesting panel of moms, of women. I'm so glad you're here. I'll start. I'm Lisa Valentine Clark. I'm the mother of five. I have adult children, a couple teenagers, just a little bit of everything. And I love hosting my podcast, The Lisa Show, and The Council of Moms, because I get to have interesting conversations with very interesting people. And so without further ado, here's who we have today on today's Council of Moms.
I'm Clarissa Greenewall. I'm a new mom, so I'm kind of like, oh my gosh, I'm in the scope of moms now. I love it. I'm in the club now. Yeah. I have a 4-month-old baby at home right now. She's so cute.
Oh, I should have made you bring her. Yes. No, for real. This is a baby-friendly space.
Which I make every place baby-friendly. So, I'm in school right now. I'm in my last semester of medical laboratory science at Weber. And we're hauling through. I bring baby to class.
Great.
And I'm sure she's learning too. And I'm applying to PA. I got accepted to PA school, actually. So
congratulations.
We're just hauling through.
Okay. Let's do it.
It's so awesome.
Yes.
Okay. I am Lindsay Clark. I am the mother of 7 children. And my oldest is 21. My youngest is 8. So wide range of all different types of things we're involved with right now. But yeah, I don't know. That's me. I'm trying to think of what else.
You're a great dancer. I always like to tell people that because you're really, really good.
You're very nice, Lisa, but I think you're a good dancer too. Maybe later.
I am not.
Do a little dance.
I have lots of enthusiasm.
You do, and that's all you need.
And that's all you need.
Yep.
And also dance moves, which you have.
Well, your enthusiasm, you can go behind me and just, you know.
It's just the confidence.
Exactly.
That's all you need.
I love it.
Hi.
Allison.
Hey, guys. I'm Allison Faulkner, and I have a 13-year-old, a 10-year-old, and an 8-year-old. And I also have a podcast, and I talk and write books and do things like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've been both like a stay-at-home mom to like quickly, and then stopped that as soon as possible, and then worked out of the home. Outside of the home, and now I'm working back in the home. So it's kind of all over the place.
That you actually said that, because this, I kid you not, is directly related to our listener question
It's like I knew.
You knew.
I honestly didn't tell them the question ahead of time. That's why I'm like, this is so great. Here's that beautiful segue into the listener question.
This comes
from Kiara in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. Hmm. She said, I'm a mother of 3 kids ages 9 to 15, and I recently decided that I want to go back to full-time work after being a stay-at-home mom for 15 years. My husband is incredibly supportive, but I'm worried about my kids. I won't be able to spend as much time with them. I won't be there to pick them up right when school ends, and I'm worried that it will hurt our relationship and that they'll think I'm a worse mom because they'll think I'm choosing a job over being there for them. Mm-hmm. Does the Council of Moms have any advice or encouragement for how to navigate this transition?
Okay, just something popped in my head. Please. I have not worked, so I know you guys have like the actual answers, but I think kids can map totally when you're feeling those feelings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
So if she's worried.
Yeah.
That her kids are like, where's mom? Why isn't she picking me up? Like, that's going to seep through, right? Mm-hmm. So I think if you're going to make the decision, you have to feel like 100% passionate and in, and the kids will feel that. And I don't think they'll even worry or think about it.
Yeah, that they'll follow your lead.
They'll follow your lead. That was my thought when you said that. But I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Absolutely. I think you got to do what keeps you sane. Mm. And that's the number one thing. And so kind of this concept of like, you know, you don't have to work. I don't work unless I have to. Well, what's like have to? Is it financial? Is it emotional?
Yeah, and she doesn't really say there.
Yeah.
Why.
And it's, well, and but also her kids are 9 to 15. That makes perfect sense that she's starting to feel like she has a little more time in her day. Mm-hmm. A lot of women I know with kids that age have decided to go and get a full-time job. And I think it really comes down to what is going to help you be a functioning human who's not crying in bed all day. And if you're crying in bed all day, that's okay too. I support that, new mom. But,
that is me right now.
Yeah.
But I just only recently stopped crying, and my youngest is almost 16.
Yeah.
Well, I hear like I'm pregnancy kidding. Brain never goes away. So
Never.
Like for me, when I was at home with my kids and my husband was at work, I would call him every day by like 2 or 3 o'clock, like sobbing, like begging him to come home. Mm-hmm. And then I started working and it was a lot better for me. Yeah. And so I think, you know, we've got to be able to fill our cups with joy and with bliss. And so, I don't know, it's a transition in mind, but it's like, you would never say to your kids, I don't want you to do the thing that's going to keep you stable and functioning and happy. You should actually sacrifice that.
Yeah.
And yet, as moms, we put that on ourselves all the time.
Well, there's a lot of mom guilt. There's a lot of, like, judgment. And there's a lot of, like, needless, like, we feel like we need to justify our reasons for the things that we do when no one's really asking.
Yeah. Well, they are asking, unfortunately.
You think so?
They are and they aren't. It depends on the family. Right. It depends on your mom, on your mother-in-law, on your neighbors, on your grandma, on your sister, right? Like, they might be it's funny because I've actually, like, my dad has had way less things to say about me working full-time than my mom. Mm. And my mom totally supports me working full time. And I don't work quite as much full time now, you know, and that's been a huge adjustment for me as well. So it's just different times and phases. And if people do, just because people ask you doesn't mean you have to give an answer.
Yeah, that
and
is
that's
true.
That's what I think your point is like you don't owe anyone.
Yeah.
They probably will ask.
I'm just curious though, like when you decided to work, did you wrestle or were you like, I'm in? Because I had a friend yesterday say, I just got a full-time job.
Yeah.
Mm. She has 5 little kids. Yeah. I mean, about the same age as this question. Mm-hmm. And she is wrestling right now. Mm-hmm. She's like, I really want to do it, but I don't know. So is that normal? Or I just want to know, like, does everyone wrestle
I
with
think
it or is it like
on,
you're in?
I think it's 100% unique to the person. Yeah. It depends on what their relationship is like with their partner, what was modeled for them.
Yeah.
I've actually talked to a ton of women who had full-time working moms who don't want to work for that reason.
Yeah.
And then I know a lot of women who had moms who stayed home and they want to work because they're right. So it's really interesting. We're all trying to avoid becoming our parents in some way.
Yeah. In an aspect, I'd say.
Yeah, in some ways. And so I think sometimes it's easy to focus on what you don't want unintentionally. So what she doesn't want is to traumatize her children. What this woman doesn't want is to have her children think she's not prioritizing them.
She doesn't want them to feel the impact of a transition, which they will feel the impact, but it doesn't have to be negative.
And I think it's like, okay, that's totally normal human behavior, but you can also then, and maybe a little more productive, and I mean productive in that it's going to yield results you're looking for.
Right.
I don't mean
intentional.
Intentional. Kind of focus would be, okay, so what do you want?
Yeah, what do you want your family to look like? What do you want that transition? When they come home from school, how do you want them to feel? When you're together as a family, how do you want? I think that's much more, you know, productive of creating a family culture than just we are our circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, like there's only one way to do it.
Because you're in control.
Do you feel the pressure of that being a new mom? Of like how much you work, how much you go to school, how much you're with your baby?
You know, I find it kind of interesting because like people usually like adjust their lives to when they have a new baby. But like my baby adjusted to mine in a sense.
And how's that been working out?
It's like it's interesting to think that like when we started, I'm like, hey, I'm still going to go to school. I'm still going to do this, like all these things. Because just hearing moms from work like Clarissa, I wish I would have done it when my kids didn't remember. I wish I would have finished school. I wish I would have X, Y, and Z. And so like that kind of set an example to me like, hey, I got to finish school. And Kiara, like what she'll remember is like her mom's educated, her mom's working. And I think there's a balance of like, you have value to the community. You also have value in your home. And those things intertwine. Yeah. And I think there's power in, like, going to work, missing my baby, but, like, being a better mom when I'm at home. Because it's like, oh, my gosh, my baby. I just love being with her. And it just that time is, like, more valuable.
I feel really strongly that we can take a little bit of that pressure off of each other when we, like, sort of own our decisions and things like that. I mean, I think that the like you were saying about your friend, I mm-hmm. think that a lot of people internally struggle with it. And yeah. sometimes being able to work or stay at home is a choice mm-hmm. and it's intentional and this is how I plan it. And sometimes it's not. Yeah. And sometimes it's not for the reasons people think or know.
Yeah.
There's just so many things at play. And like I know that when I was a stay-at-home mom for years and years, I felt sort of defensive. Like people were like, I had people say to me, you're wasting your education, you're wasting your experience and stuff. Mm. And I didn't feel that way. I thought, yeah. no, but I chose this and I want this. And yeah. it's the kind of, you know, anyway, this is what I wanted.
Yeah.
That's it. And then I was doing freelance and I was working part-time and that was a transition. Mm-hmm. And I kind of felt judged on both sides. I really did. Like, yeah. I felt like when I would go to work, people were like, well, why aren't you home? Why aren't you doing this full-time? And then when I was at home and it was like, oh, well, how many babysitters do you have to get? And is that hard? And I just felt on both. And now I for the last 5 years, have been working full-time. Mm. And, a lot earlier than I ever thought I would. And yes, there was an element of choice and there was also not an element of it, which was different than I'd ever experienced before. And that has brought up a lot of internal struggle, so much so that it's kind of hard for me to talk about it. And yet I know I'm not the only one that feels that way. But I know that I have felt the most supported by the women. It doesn't matter if they're working part-time, full-time, stay-at-home or whatever, but those that are just like, just tell me about it. What's it like? Yeah. Well, what do you worry about? What do you struggle about? What do you want? Like, they're not doing it to judge me, but they're doing it because they're curious, because
yeah. yeah.
they're my friend.
Yeah.
And that has really saved me, is the support of other women.
Yeah. yeah.
And so I think that there's something significant in her asking that, because I don't like it when we dismiss, and nobody's done that here, but like dismiss it, like just get over it.
Yeah.
Just, you shouldn't feel this way.
Like, because
it is a transition. Because don't we always think of what if, and isn't the grass always greener on the other side, whatever it is, well, but especially when it's a concern with our kids?
Absolutely. And when I was really working a lot and traveling a lot and was the primary provider for our family, there was a shift where my husband stepped back a little bit and he was more of like a primary caregiver for a time. And I just remember, you know, you start to feel so bad that you can't be on the class field trips and you can't volunteer for the things. And what I tried to do is just be so grateful people like Lindsay. Our kids go to the same school, who can show up in the class. Mm-hmm. And I have my friend Vanessa. She mm-hmm. shows up in the class and they can volunteer and they know what's going on and they have information. And so really like focusing on, we're doing this as a community and I have resources that
there's
are
going to be really beautiful about that.
Well, and it was like, and like, I get emotional about it too, because there's just so much guilt and shame. Mm-hmm. There's just so much guilt and shame.
Because if anybody ever questions the way that you feel about your kids or what kind of mom, like there's just nothing, you can't hurt somebody more personally. Than
yeah.
That.
yeah.
No, but really.
I'm like, things I'm learning. I'm like, really?
Oh, for me. Like,
yeah.
I can't wait to feel that.
Yeah. And so it just, I don't know, just really starting to realize like there's different, and your mom actually taught me this. When I worked under Lisa's mom during college in an office. Cool. And so I got to know how Lisa was raised before I even met Lisa. And she told me there's always seasons and phases. Yeah. And she's like, I'm working. She ran for office. She knocked on doors. She raised all of these accomplished children. And I just remember looking up to her so much because I knew I would work. And my mom didn't work full time. My mom didn't work out of the home, but she went back and got her master's degree when I was in high school. Mm. She's always continued her education and she's always supported my dad in his business. Mm. And so I think, Lindsay, too, to your point, and it's also, Clarissa, it's what you've had modeled. Mm-hmm. And that's your only experience, is the one that you've had modeled. And you can talk to other people about their experience.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think, you know, something that we've lost and that I'm trying to recapture is that sense of, it really is the community and knowing your neighbors and knowing the people at school and being grateful to the people rather than feeling guilty. I just try to thank everybody. Right.
Yeah.
And then when I haven't been working as much, it's the first time I've ever volunteered at the book fair. Yeah. Like, I'm like learning how to do these things. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I don't actually really want to volunteer at the book fair. Yeah.
Like, it gets intense, you know, because those kids want those erasers.
Oh my gosh, the erasers? Like
the chocolate calculator.
I was about to say the chocolate calculator. And you
so Lindsay, I
want to
know from your perspective of having been a stay-at-home mom, like, but in intense, like with a lot of yeah. children and stuff, like what's your yeah. perspective about this? If you put yourself in her shoes and with that transition, how would you approach that?
I mean, yeah, I've been thinking about this a lot lately, actually, because I have been a stay-at-home mom so for 21 years now. Mm. And I'm finally at that place where I'm like, could I? Should I? Mm. And actually, like, I'm so grateful my husband has a good job, but we could use the extra money too. You know, it's like, this would actually take stress off of him. This would help out. I don't know. I'm in a total struggle right now where I'm like, yeah. I went to school, I have a degree, but I don't know what I would do. So do I just kind of, oh, I like reading books to kids. I could go be the librarian. Is that worth getting paid to be not getting the laundry done and making sure? I want it to be something I really want to do, or is that selfish? Or is it like, just go make some money? Mm. I mean, I don't have answers, but I'm in that place right now. And still feeling like the kids call me, like, almost every day.
Yeah.
I need more lunch money. Can you drop this off? It's like, if I had a job, how would I do that? Or is that just an excuse? How have you guys found ways working to also, yeah, drop off the lunch and, like, get
well,
those
I
things
feel like
done?
My situation has been, like, a little extreme because my husband was so ill for a long time that was
a factor.
Yeah. And I started going back to work full time while he was sick. So it was like crazy town. But when like I get emotional thinking about the women who showed up and said, I'll do carpool and you don't have to take a turn. And I was just like, no, I have to take a turn. But they're like, you're on air when it's carpool and I drive right by. I'll never forget my friend being like, I drive by your house on the way to school. So it's not even a big deal. And I didn't take a turn and she took all the turns.
Oh.
Or the mom that picked up my son for baseball practice, same thing. You need to be with Christopher. I'm going anyway. I'm driving right by your house. I'll take them. Like that kind of stuff. I have a sister-in-law, Suze.
Yes.
Who's like has a job that is, she has a full-time job, but it's very flexible. And so a couple of times where I'm like, no, honey, I can't. I'm in a meeting or I have this, you know, can you run something over to the junior high or the high school or whatever? And I can't. And she will just say, I'll call Suze. Like, and it doesn't faze her at all. And I die a little bit inside because I want to be the first call, the only call.
Yeah.
But nobody can do anything. And I've since seen the error in my ways because now she has this great relationship.
Exactly.
And she's 0% bothered. In fact, one time she wanted to go to her friend's house. I wasn't home from work. I was in a meeting, and so I couldn't come home. And Suze was gone. She's like, oh, I just walked over to Julie, one of our neighbor's house, and knocked on her door and said, I need a ride. And Julie wasn't home, but her husband, Nate, was home. And he's like, I'll give you a ride.
Oh my gosh. And he gave
her a ride. And all of this happened without me knowing it. But she knew who she could go to.
Mm.
Now, do I still wish that I were that? Yeah, I want to do it all. Mm-hmm. But also, how great.
Yeah.
She was 0%. Upset about it or anything. She just was like, oh, yeah, just so you know. Because I was like, who drove?
And like allowing people, like community, family, friends. I'm thinking like my mom would love to pick up my kids or drop something off to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
She loves like having those things to do. And community. I know I could call a neighbor, but I've never really
like
had
asked.
To.
But when you have to and you're like, desperate and you do and they do it, the love you feel.
Well, and that's like your daughter. So you gave her, she has that gift now of knowing, because that is hard for us. And we were raised by a generation where it's like, you don't inconvenience people. You take care of your business as much as you can.
Well, and I was raised by a mom who was there at every swing choir performance, every school home with, you know, like she was
very involved.
The consummate. In fact, like when I had my first kid, I just started apologizing to my kids. Sorry, grandma's not your mom, but like we're just gonna.
You got me instead.
We're just gonna do this.
Yeah.
Try this.
Yes.
Yeah.
But your mom would give you the same advice. She may have been at everything, but she would give you the same advice, right?
Yeah.
Like ask for help. Keep working.
Well,
you can do it.
And it's a lot easier to tell our children to ask for help, but yet we never model
we need
that.
To model it.
And so,
are you saying that I'm a hypocrite?
I would never.
I am,
but I am too. Well, and it's so I had a full time nanny for a number of years, which was insane, incredible that I was able to employ a full time nanny, and she was the neighborhood babysitter, right? Like other, and I don't know, like there's give and there's take, but I just would try to remind myself, like, I'm so grateful there's so many people that love my kids.
Yeah.
And that my kids feel loved and comfortable. And you had mentioned this, Lisa, another time, but having mom friends who have different ages and phases. Mm. So a friend up the street from me, her youngest is 17, and my 8-year-old loves to go over to her house. She calls her her second mom, and she brings her presents. And it just, like, having those relationships with other people, and it's been difficult for me to learn to allow other people to help. Mm. And I think I used to have to give and provide first before I'd ever ask for help. Like, oh, well, my babysitter was around, so it's okay for me to ask for help, right? Where it's like, no, it's actually just fine. Yeah. How relieved are you when somebody asks you for help?
Oh, yeah.
Like, with some, like, you think about, like, a neighbor saying, can you grab this or do that? And you're like,
it just saves you.
Thank you for asking.
Yes.
I would love to do that.
Yes, because you feel like a superhero. Yeah,
I hate that we're running out of time. I want to give everyone a chance to be able to leave, like, a final word. And on it, I think that something that we can all, that's helpful for everyone, because everyone will experience this, is this time of transition. So I'd love for just to hear everybody's perspective on how do you help your kids through a transition in family? Like, sometimes, again, it's a choice. Sometimes it is just thrust upon you. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Change is part of mothering. We never, like, set in to mother, like, in a vacuum or in perfect, you know, circumstances, and stuff happens. But how do you help your kids through the different kinds of transitions? Final words. Let me start with you.
Something that I'm thinking, I mean, like, my poor baby, she, like, knows nothing different.
She'll be so good at it.
I know. She'll just be like, this is normal. But, like, I think something that helps me a lot is just thinking perspective-wise, like, oh, I need a lot of babysitters, and that could be, like, frowned upon. But then at the same time, I'm like, my baby Kiara is spending time with her cousin right now, and that's cousin time, and she's having fun, or, like, they're having fun, or, like, she's having grandma time right now. And it's not necessarily thinking, like, oh, I need another babysitter, but, like this is good for my baby as well.
It's good for transitions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, transitions. I'm thinking, just as my kids have gotten older, I guess that transition of not being so, I'm still needed. I don't know. It's a really weird time right now, but I think transitioning on, like, what is my main purpose, and then helping my kids navigate through that as well. I think, I don't know, the like, sentence, don't take life too seriously, keeps coming to my head. But I think that helps me transition, because I can get very serious of, like, what is my goal? What is my purpose in life, and all of these things? And just not to take life too serious, and just be there and trust that something will come along if I'm supposed to do it, and keep my feelers out, and like, just settle down a little bit is helping me through this transition. But I don't know. I don't know the answers.
I think that's awesome.
Well,
I think that's so, because we can worry about it more than our kids. And what does that serve them?
No,
it doesn't.
No. And I learned a lot today, just realizing, like, I can ask other people to help. I don't think I've ever really thought of that if I were to work. You know what I mean? Like, and bringing other people into my life more. That was really helpful. So thanks, you guys.
Well, you're wonderful. I'm in a transitional period where I used to have an office. I used to have full-time employees. And now I'm working from home. And it's been a head trip, because I'm, like, in where my laundry is. And it's like, people are going to pay me and take me seriously? What? Like, and so, just for me, what has been very helpful during these transitions is to have this approach of, and Lindsay, even when you were talking about, like, do I get a job? Do I do this? Do I want to be a librarian? Right?
Yeah.
For me, lately, because I've been, like, spinning my wheels, it has been helpful to think, I'm just going to get some information. So I'm going to volunteer somewhere. It's going to give me some information. So often when we take a step, like getting a job, mm-hmm. we think that that step needs to affirm our entire life plan and decision.
Right.
So if we go and get a job and it doesn't work out, it means that you weren't inspired and you're not validated in your life choices and you're doing everything wrong often, right? When in reality, actually all that happened is you thought you might like this job, you tried it, and then you got the information that this wasn't the thing. And now you have more experience under your belt and more context for what you might like to do.
I like that. And more information.
Yeah, just more information. And I've had to tell myself that because I'll think, oh, now I know what I'm going to do. I've got it all figured out.
Yeah.
And I go and I launch, I launch the product or I sell the tickets and nobody buys them. And I'm like, oh, that wasn't it. I am a failure. I am a fraud. Just go home and make dinner and stop trying to do things. But then I'm sad. So I've got the information now that I want to expand. I don't know the timeline, and I just keep trying new things. So you can try this new job, and you get to quit, and your kids get to hate it, and then love it later. Everybody gets to change their mind.
You can always change your mind on that. And my final advice for transitions is to steal ideas from other people.
Ooh, I love that.
When I am on the precipice of a big life change, and I can feel it, then I reach out to somebody who is a little bit further down that road. That change, that transition. And I say, what was your experience like? What did you learn? What can you tell me? How? And so that's just more information and not taking life so seriously and then just having that be your life, like all you know. So thank you for talking about really hard things together. I feel supported by this group, too.
I know.
I think we learned a lot.
Yes.
And you think you've got it figured out. You don't know.
No, I know nothing. What I know is I know nothing.
Yeah, that's the Council of Moms.